First of all, obviously, setting season ticket prices, whatever division a club is in, is a big deal as well. You know, not just the prices, the whole policies, and how you're going to arrange it, must take a lot of sorting out. So, in general, what's the picture for Wolves fans going to be when you make the announcement?
Well, I think there's a few things around the strategy. We wanted to... I know fans have been clearly sort of wanting to know or have transparency on what we're going to be proposing for some time. But we've been in a slightly difficult position because we wanted to... Well, truthfully, we wanted to wait and see what league we're going to be in so that we can then build the fairest and most appropriate pricing structure for everybody, not just the fans, but clearly the club's got a vested interest in this as well. So we wanted to have sort of clarity on that. We wanted a strategy that reflects the fact that we're going to continue to invest in the club, not just in terms of what we're going to be doing on the pitch, but also off the pitch on a wider scale. And we, you know, we wanted to do our sort of due diligence, if you like, on what we believe to be fair pricing for what would be, you know, our existence within the Premier League, based not only on what other clubs are doing or, you know, what their pricing policies are, but also what we know is going to be our vision for the club and therefore what we believe to be an appropriate strategy going forward. And
so,
I think...
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, so have you been able to, you know, consult with fans or listen to what people are saying? Because obviously, you know, nobody wants to pay more than they have to for anything, but equally, I'm sure people will, to some degree, appreciate that you're going up into a very big spending league, so there's balances there, aren't there?
Yeah, there is, but equally, and I suppose to ultimately answer your question, yeah, we've taken on board fan feedback. We've discussed these topics at the Fans Parliament. We get a lot of questions put to us on social media, and you know, we're talking to fans every single day. But we have to take the rationale around, not just in terms of what wider income is coming into the club, but also what we think is going to be fair and appropriate for that particular product.
Sure.
And also we've got the visibility on what we think we're going to be having to spend in order to take this club forward, that's going to not only significantly enhance our primary assets of those people that are running around the field, but we've got, as we had last year and the year before, we've got serious intentions about vastly improving the fan experience and how we engage with fans on a match day. So and so that's going to require significant investment as well. So the ticket pricing strategy that we're going to be announcing, or we've announced this morning, takes all of those things into consideration. And not least the fact that, you know, we are now operating in the biggest and best football league in the world. And therefore, the products that we are going to be putting on the pitch, we firmly believe that the prices that we're charging, or we're going to be charging our fans, will be reflective of that.
And the other part of setting it up, I suppose, is making sure that, you know, availability is fair to people, and, you know, people who want to renew and have the right time frame and all that sort of thing. I suppose you've got to set out as well and think very carefully what you're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still going to be continuing with, you know, what's historically been called an early bird process. So, and at the minute we've got the most number of season ticket holders that I think we've had for several seasons. So those fans are going to be getting the first chance to get the right to renew their season seat. At the heart of what we've built and what we're announcing is that we're going to be as making it as fair and appropriate for everybody that's coming into the stadium, whether that's adults and juniors. Last year we started a process whereby we really wanted to do a huge amount of work in terms of how we were building that junior fan base and that fan base for the future. So I think within the pricing structure of our season next year, we've maintained that protection for junior fans, and the pricing for them is at a significantly appropriate level. So for under-17s, they're still going to be watching Premier League football for under £8 a game. And for under-12s, they're going to be seeing Premier League football for £3.60 pretty much a game, which we think is extremely fair and will be one of the most competitive junior pricing models in the Premier League. So we see these people as being continuing to be hugely, hugely important for us. And not just them individually, but then that, again, last year we wanted to make it extremely fair and as easy as possible for families to continue to support and engage with the club. So again, with that in mind, we think we're able to deliver on that as well.
And have you got any sort of new initiatives you're looking to bring in, or things that you want to offer to season ticket holders, things like that? Because there's always room for that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have, and I think that's the really important point. We've taken a complete overview of the ticket purchasing process, and not only do we think that we're now promoting ticket pricing that's fair and will be affordable for everyone, but we've looked at all of the other peripheral processes and elements within the purchasing process, and we know that there's been some parts of that process that have frustrated fans for several seasons, and I firmly believe that we've listened to those. So I suppose the three standout ones are the fact that from the start of next season, you're going to be able to resell your seat officially through a club buyback scheme. So that allows the original season ticket holder to benefit from that.
Okay.
And they'll be able to acquire club cash. And again, we've revised our club cash process and product, so we'll be able to sort of convey more information about that in due course, but we believe that that will be considerably more beneficial to fans anyway. But it means that the individual that owns that season ticket is able to benefit from that as well. We've also then, we know that the cost of physically communicating with the club has become a bugbear for fans over previous years, so we've taken the decision that we're now going to be reviewing that, and from the 1st of June we won't be operating with the higher cost phone line, so we'll be operating with an 01902 phone line that again will make it considerably affordable for fans to communicate and engage with the club.
Yes.
And also in terms of the administration fees that are associated with the fulfillment of a ticket purchasing process, we acknowledge the fact that perhaps the system that we have in place now isn't necessarily the fairest for the fan, and so from next year we'll be starting with a process whereby, yeah, there'll be an admin fee for the first ticket within a booking process, but any subsequent tickets to that, any admin fee that's associated at that will be at a far more appropriate price, so that fans that are buying multiple tickets are doing so in a much, much fairer and appropriate way.
I see. So, well, that'd be of great interest to a lot of people. And you'll let everybody know all the details in due course,
absolutely,
as they come out.
Absolutely.
No doubt. You've already touched on what I was going to mention in a way about, not, I suppose, wanting to count chickens or, and assume you're going to be promoted and work on that basis. But by the same token, the summer is so short, isn't it? And, before we know where we are, everybody will be coming back for pre-season training, and it's not just season tickets. There must be 1,001 things that you've got to get ready for getting in the Premier League. So have you had to spend the last few months kind of thinking, having two sets of plans, if you know what I mean? If we're promoted and if we're not?
I suppose within your mind, yeah, you have to take that sort of wider perspective. However, to coin Nuno's sort of vernacular, we take it one step at a time, and certainly that's the mentality. It has been the mentality within the club all season, and even in the last few weeks. We've not really been too forward thinking, because the sort of the primary focus is on the here and now, and what's going to be happening on the next game, and what's going to be happening in the next week. But you're right in the sense that promotion to the Premier League comes with a significant amount of work. It comes with a significant amount of off-field development. So we've clearly had one eye on that, and also that's there's some of the factors that then go into our decision making around a ticket pricing strategy. In terms of we know that we're going to be making further investment into the match day experience. Now, whether that's along the lines of ensuring that that, for example, the concourse process is far, far easier and smoother for fans. I've discussed in fans' parliaments previously about we want to make sure that contactless payment and potentially ticketless entry into the stadium is something that the fans have fed back to us that they would see as being important. So these are the other areas within the club that we know that we're looking to invest in, and hopefully by the start of the season, as many of those plans will be sort of being fulfilled, so that when the fans come back in next season, not only are they sort of going to be viewing Premier League football, but off the field, they want to be experiencing having a Premier League experience as well.
It's going to be a very busy time, obviously, and that's before we've even talked about anything that to do with on the field stuff. I mean, all round, And I know a lot of leadership at the club has changed, and you know the new ownership, and it's an entire different ball game to when the club was last in the Premier League. But looking at the previous Wolves experience and what's happened to other clubs who've gone up and down since then, are you able to draw lessons from that and say, well, that's something we'll do and that's something we won't do?
I think to some degree we're just focusing on the plan that we've got now. I mean, sure. I think, and the last couple of years have been, or certainly in there's no sort of doubting the fact that in the first part of this project, you know, there was some learnings taken, but I think the vision and the strategy that we've deployed in the last 12 months clearly has been shown to be effective. So I think we're comfortable around the fact of the strategy that we're deploying on the club in terms of on the field, but also off the field. Clearly, you know, we operate in a sector where we talk regularly and openly to lots of other clubs. So I'd be lying if I said I hadn't had conversations with other clubs that have recently been promoted, and not least for the fact that a lot of the suppliers that will make sort of infrastructural change potentially for us already operate at a number of other Premier League clubs and a number of other Championship clubs. So, so of course, we're certainly to some degree we're taking the positives from some of their experience. But I think the most important thing is we will always look as to what we believe is the right strategy for this football club and for Wolves, and we're confident and in our ability to deliver on that and what we believe is in the right interest for us.
Sure. And in a nutshell, and with all the sort of gossip and the things that people have said about Wolves and George Mendes and the way you've done things, which everybody's heard before, and you've made your case very clear about you've been entirely within the regulations, in brief, with those things, has the picture changed at all? And are you still content? In other words, in short, is there anything that Wolves fans should worry about as far as you're concerned on that?
No.
That's very short, but you're indeed happy, and there's nothing in regulations at all for now or in the Premier League that gives you any concerns. Clearly,
no, without being glib, no, there's not. The undertakings that were taken at the very very beginning of this process, nothing has changed within any of those, and as far as we're concerned, nothing has changed. As far as we're concerned, we've not operated outside the rules. We think we've operated shrewdly. We think we've done our business well. Neither of which are anything for, you know, none of those are sort of components that mean we've stepped outside the rules. And that would be a principle that would stand up to scrutiny, not only in the EFL, but also as far as we're concerned in the Premier League. And as I've said to various people, like historically, but also, you know, in the last few days, we will clearly communicate with the authorities that require the communication with us, whether that's any continued dialogue with the Football League, or obviously we're now going to be operating in the Premier League environment. We'll gladly have the communication with them to give everyone the comfort that they need. But, you know, I hasten to add that the authorities that we've spoken to that regulate and operate the game so far have not given me any indication whatsoever that they believe there's a problem either.